Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Rob Miszka. He's the country manager at Levo Logistics based in Poland. First and foremost, Rob, very welcome to this interview.
Hello, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for having me. It's an honor for me. Great pleasure.
You are most welcome, Rob. I always start by asking my interviewees, or accused as I sometimes call them, to give a little bit of a background to how they ended up in the position they're in. Tell our viewers about your background in logistics, Rob. How did you end up in logistics, and how come you're not working for Polish Airlines or some other company?
Okay, my story, similar to pretty much everybody, is quite complicated, and obviously there's lots of different things that happened which led to another thing, and then you end up where you are at the moment. So basically, I, as a young person, I moved to live in the UK. Hello, Bristol. And I started working as a HGV driver over there.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I progressed. I started my own company, my own trucking company, back in 2009. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that was not a success. I guess I was a bit too eager, too young at the time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, when I closed the company, I thought that I have my transport manager's qualification, which I passed.
Mm-hmm.
So I started looking for a job in the office, and then I started working as a traffic planner. And from then on, I went to become a transport manager and a depot manager. And that was whilst I lived in UK. When I moved back to Poland a few years ago, I actually had a split from transport and logistics. I've done other things. And last year, I had an opportunity to go back into logistics, and I started working for CAT, the French car carrier company.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started working there, I actually thought that over those 4 years that I didn't work in logistics, I really missed it, and I didn't even realize how much I missed it. So the love and passion, like it all came back. I really enjoyed myself there. And this year I had an opportunity to join a company specializing in Project Cargo,
mm-hmm.
OOG. And I can honestly say this is probably the best job I've ever had.
That's a very nice statement to whoever are behind Levo Logistics, I must say, if they are watching this interview. So speaking of the company where you work now, Levo Logistics, where does the name come from, and where is the headquarters of the company you work for now?
So basically, the company was set up back in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And the head office is in Livorno, Italy. So hence the name, Levo Logistics.
Of course, yes.
we have very good reputation. In fact, my colleagues, or my bosses, but also my colleagues, they were actually slightly surprised of how good our reputation is when I first joined and I started talking to my contacts, to people I already knew,
mm-hmm.
and the response we were getting. They were quite surprised with how good reputation Levo has built over those last few years. Okay. So obviously our mission is to build on that and go further.
Okay, so headquartered in Livorno, Italian-owned logistics company. You do Project Cargo, and you are, as I understand it, the country manager of Poland, which of course is a huge huge
yes.
country in Europe. Where else does Levo Logistics have their own offices at the moment?
As I mentioned, we have the head office in Livorno in Italy. We also have an office in Czech Republic.
Okay.
In Prague. There's another office in Madrid.
Okay.
We have an office in Turkey, Mexico, China. So basically, we're globally present.
Okay. Very nice. And how many people are you in total in your group, would you say, roughly?
I would say at the moment there's about 20 of us, between 20 and 25.
Okay,
And
understood.
we're growing
Yes.
all the time. So since I joined Levo, we've already had another three people joining as well. So
Yeah, it's expanding. What is the
yeah.
plan? What is the plan for Poland? I understand that since the office there is relatively new, and with the location that Poland has, for better or for worse, with those neighbors you got, what is the plan for Levo Logistics Poland? Do you do a lot of trucking there, or are you mainly after sea freight, oversized export imports, this kind of thing?
So basically, the plan for the new Polish office is to build on the relationship that Levo already has
Yeah.
with Polish clients
Right.
or international clients delivering into Poland. So obviously, I took over the existing business, but also building new relations. And Poland at the moment is a growing market in a huge way, and obviously you're probably aware of that yourself. So we, together with Levo, basically we saw the opportunity to join forces, and that's how it came about.
Okay. And of course, when you have overseas export or imports, you deal with the shipping lines, container shipping lines, and so
Yes.
on. Do you feel, can you also see that some of the shipping lines or ship owners, they are trying to be forwarders even in Poland? That means competing with you. Can you see that as well?
Also, I can actually add, obviously with the problem with permits in Germany at the moment,
Right.
there's quite a lot of discussions between shipping lines, and we've already had few meetings and discussions with few of them about sending some of the volume through Polish ports instead of Germany because of the problem with permits.
Yeah.
So this is at the moment obviously very early stage, but we are heavily involved in that and working closely with the shipping lines.
Right. Can you explain this thing? We all know that Germany is very bureaucratic, and many bosses are there to get anything done. This particular problem with the permits, what kind of problem is it? Is it that it takes too long, or it's pure bureaucracy?
At the moment, the problem is obviously that the permits are taking very, very long time to be given, basically
Okay.
to get the permits. Although saying that, I saw a post on LinkedIn the other day, I think it was yesterday,
Yeah.
that somebody managed to get a permit in Germany within 7 days.
Oh.
And it's quite funny that the post on LinkedIn was actually saying, we've managed to get this permit in 7 days. This is an achievement because it's that bad at the moment.
It sounds horrible to me. I mean, you have to move something, you have to wait a week to get it moved because somebody can't move their finger quick enough. I mean, it does not sound very efficient in the year of 2023, I would say.
Yes, I mean, I don't know any details. I'm not sure whether the problem is based on German offices being short-staffed, or maybe global economy is growing in general. Obviously,
Yeah.
there's more people as a population. We're growing,
Yeah, too
so
much
business is
business. Yeah.
growing and logistics is growing. So potentially, this is part of the problem. But
Oh.
also, it might be that the offices are not working quick enough.
Yeah.
Obviously, saying that, I'm not 100% sure what the actual
Right.
problem is.
But
I just
at
know the
least
outcome.
but at least never mind Germany. If that benefits you in Poland and you can use the Polish ports, why not? I can see
Yeah,
that some
exactly.
of the main ship owners, they're calling Gdansk with a huge container vessels to Asia now on a regular basis. So why not use Gdansk instead of Hamburg, which anyway is overpriced. So as far as what I hear from many, so why not? So that means you do trucking, you do door delivery, you do oversized cargo. Have you handled any projects recently in and out of Poland or Czech or Italy?
At the moment, I am working on a project which it is on hold slightly. Basically, we have technical difficulties.
All right.
We're going to be moving an excavator from a small place in Poland. It's not far from Gdańsk,
Okay.
and we're going to be moving it. So basically, the client wanted us to pick up a flat rack in Gdańsk. Go pick up the excavator and then bring it back to Gdańsk. But we've actually gave them another option, which was cheaper, and then decided to do that to bring the excavator to the port on a low loader.
All right.
And obviously, once they saw the rates and that it's just going to be more viable and cheaper,
Yeah.
they decided to go with this option. However, we're having slight difficulties, which obviously we're going to overcome. But unfortunately, it's costing us time because we need technical drawings for the center of gravity and the lashing points. And because
Yeah.
this is secondhand equipment, we're
Difficult time.
having difficulties getting that. And because of this, we're having delays. Which is unfortunate, but it's what it is. And sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and just
And handle it, yeah.
work hard to solve it.
But I suppose that's why we love logistics, because
Yeah,
every
exactly.
day is different and it's never boring. It's never predictable, and it can make you upset, but it can also, when you succeed to solve the problem, it makes you elevated. So
Well, yeah,
it's
exactly. See, this is exactly the main reason why I love what I do,
yeah.
because this is like solving a riddle in a
Yes,
way, like
yes.
solving a puzzle. I
Yes.
can, in fact, I was in Bremen at the hydrogen technology show
Oh, yeah.
not long ago, and as I mentioned to you before you started recording, my girlfriend and I are renovating an old house
Yeah.
at the moment, and we had problem with the electricity here
Right.
because it was connected not long ago, and then. The electricity company came over here and they said there's a problem with our house and they have to disconnect it. And my
Yeah.
girlfriend was in tears, like, "Oh, we're not gonna have any electricity." And I wasn't even here, and I managed to solve everything on the phone, like from Bremen, basically. So I rang the guy who came over in July to connect it, and then he gave me the number to this guy, and then I rang him, and I sorted it in literally 5 hours. So.
Fantastic. But it's all a matter about, it's not what you know these days in anything you do, it's who you know, right?
Yeah, exactly. And
So,
this is another aspect that I really enjoy about this job, meeting new people.
yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. I've been in this racket since I was 17, 1980, many kilos ago, and I never looked back. So I hope I don't know about retirement. I'll keep on until I no longer can breathe, I guess. So I know how you feel. But Rob, in Levo, so you have Italian owners, and they give you the freedom that you need to do what you need. They don't micromanage you. You have the freedom to develop the company as you see fit.
Exactly. You've said it exactly spot on. In fact, sometimes I actually wonder if they give me too much room, to be fair, because I'll be honest, I'm not that experienced. I've only been working in project logistics in oversized deliveries since April this year. So obviously for me as a person, a lot to learn, and I've learned a lot already. In those last few months, but obviously still a lot for me to learn. But with every request, with every project we do, I learn more and more. And obviously, with
Exactly.
every meeting I have and every person I meet, you always find out something new. And sometimes you have a meeting with somebody, and they say something, and you realize that 3 months ago you met somebody and they said something, and you're like, "Oh yeah, now I understand." Because you just connect the dots.
No, but
So
I think you display a good attitude to shipping. You never ever learn enough in shipping, and the day you say, Yeah, for example, I just mentioned I've been here 40 years. It doesn't mean I know everything. I learn also every day. Nobody knows everything. And
Yeah, exactly.
when you start to think you know it all, then you should retire, because then you are no longer humble. I
And
think
besides,
you.
you just mentioned that.
Yeah.
With everything that you find out every day, it might not help you today, like the
Exactly.
information you just found out from somebody, but sometimes it might be useful in 2 years' time
Yeah. Exactly.
or whenever. So you never know when the information is going to be useful, but you take it in and you
Yeah.
keep it, you store it, and
You store it in the memory bank, and you can then withdraw it when you need it. It's well said, Rob. I have to say it. It's
It's, I had
fully
a,
fully
when I
agree.
was when I was in Gdańsk a few weeks ago for a railway show in
Yeah.
Poland. I met up with one of our partners because I only knew him from phone conversations and emails. So
Yeah.
we met in person for the first time, and we started chatting, obviously about business, but also about personal stuff and
Yeah.
renovations. And he was telling me that how, when he was renovating his house and everything. But what was really funny, when he told me he started working in Project Cargo in 1991, and I was 7 at the time. So for me, it
Boy.
was quite funny, but all credit to him. He understood, obviously, he was once new and had to learn everything.
Yeah.
So I'm in this position right now, but probably in years' time, in 2 years' time, I'm going to be a lot more knowledgeable. And besides, you've touched up on this, it's not only about what you know, but also about what you can find out.
Yes,
And like you
yeah.
said, nobody knows everything, but
No.
when you know who to ask and where to find this, then it's not a problem.
Fully agree. Well said, Rob. It's you have the right attitude. I wish more people would have yours, your attitude there. Very
Thank
refreshing.
you.
Right. I think I've come to the end with my questions. Also, we prefer not to make our interviews too long-winded, because all the viewers, all everyone have normally a busy day. So stick to the point. I think I want to say formally many thanks to you, Rob, for answering correctly and directly to my questions here. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. It's an honor, and obviously, I hope to meet with you in person
Of
sometime
course.
soon.
Well, I like Poland. It's one of my favorite countries. I used to, in my younger days, I used to have a girlfriend from Wrocław, and so
Wrocław.
it was many good memories in Poland, especially in the Sopot
Yeah, Wrocław is a very nice place. My
Yes.
girlfriend actually used to live there, and
Ah,
yeah,
yes.
we go there quite often. So
Yes,
yeah, it's a
yes.
very nice place.
It is.
Fully
All right.
recommend it.
All right. Thank you, Rob. So, to all our viewers, listeners, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Rob Miszka. He's the country manager at Levo Logistics, headquartered in Livorno, hence the name, Italy. But Rob is based as the country manager in Poland. So, we thank him. And for me, as editor of Project Cargo Weekly, stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.